This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The United States on Thursday announced a new package of military assistance for Ukraine valued up to $2.5 billion, including hundreds of armored vehicles and support for Ukraine's air defense. The latest assistance includes 59 Bradley fighting vehicles and 90 Stryker armored personnel carriers. This according to the U.S. Defense Department. In total, the U.S. has committed more than $27.4 billion in security assistance to Ukraine since Russia invaded in February of last year. Ukraine is pushing for more assistance against Russia because officials fear that the winter will give Russian forces time to regroup and unleash a major attack. The U.S. government has run up against its legal borrowing capacity, or debt ceiling, a self-imposed cap put in place by Congress. U.S. Treasury implementing accounting measures such as a stopgap, while political friction between the White House and congressional Republicans has raised concerns of serious economic consequences. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
To borrow beyond the debt ceiling requires congressional and presidential approval. And though the debt ceiling has been raised roughly 80 times since the 1960s, there is a political impasse between U.S. President Joe Biden, who wants Congress to raise the debt ceiling automatically with no changes, and U.S. House Republicans, led by Speaker Kevin McCarthy, who want to negotiate spending cuts. Associated Press White House reporter Josh Boak says there's no sign of this impasse ending soon, and there could be serious consequences.
The U.S. Treasury note is the most important asset in financial global markets. If investors lose confidence in the United States' ability to pay its debts, then interest rates will go up. It'll be more expensive to buy cars and houses. There could be more than 6 million job losses. The point is that politicians are playing a game right now that could affect the life and livelihood of everyday Americans.
Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
The federal government is sending $930 million to help curb the wildfire crisis in the West. AP correspondent Norman Hall has that story.
The Biden administration is directing $930 million toward reducing wildfire dangers in 10 western states. The plan is to clear trees and underbrush from national forests in a struggle to contain destructive infernos that are being made worse by climate change. The U.S. Forest Service is trying to prevent out-of-control fires that start on public lands from raging through communities. Researchers say wildfires in the West in the past decade have burned 115,000 square miles, an area larger than Arizona, and destroyed about 80,000 houses, businesses, and other structures. I'm Norman Hall.
The U.S. Supreme Court says so far its investigation has failed to find out who leaked a draft of an opinion overturning abortion rights. AP's Ed Donahue.
More than 120 people were interviewed over the last 8 months, including the justices' law clerks. All of them swore under oath they did not disclose a draft of Justice Samuel Alito's opinion that overturned Roe v. Wade. It's not clear if the justices themselves were interviewed about the leak. This was the first time an entire opinion reached the public before the court was ready to announce it. The court says the investigation isn't over yet and is not ruling out the possibility the opinion was inadvertently left in a public space and someone found it. Conservatives have blamed liberals for the leak, and liberals have blamed conservatives. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Investigators in Burkina Faso now believe that last week's raid by suspected militants led to the abduction of around 60 women, girls, and babies. A statement from the prosecutor for the northern Djibo region said earlier reports had suggested that around 50 women had been taken, but police now think that girls and newborns were among those abducted. The prosecutor said a new investigation had been opened. On Wednesday, the Burkinabe Movement for Human Rights said it had drawn up a list of 61 women they said had been abducted. At least 26 were younger than 18. Greta Thunberg called on the global energy industry and its financiers to end all global fossil fuel investments on Thursday at a high-profile meeting in Davos with the head of the International Energy Agency. And musician David Crosby has died at age 81. He was one of the most influential musicians of the 1960s and 1970s. He co-founded the groups The Byrds and Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a member of both groups. You can find more on this story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. We also have an app that you can download. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.